Hey, it's Alan Lamberti on Weeby 108, and Saturday is a big day. It is the return of the St. Patrick's Day Parade to the streets of Milford. And on with me right now, one of the parade organizers, Mike McCabe. How's it going, Mike?
Great, Alan. How are we doing?
Well,
looking forward to a great day Saturday.
We are. I'm hoping that the weather today will extend all the way into the weekend because it was a beautiful day today.
Yes. All the snow's melting. We shouldn't have any problems, and it should be a great day for everybody to come out.
I can't wait. I enjoy going to the parade every single year. But today actually was a big day because the Irish flag went up at Milford City Hall today. Were you there?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yes. I wouldn't miss it. We have the mayor, and the mayor issues a proclamation calling for a period of Irish celebration, and we honor our Miss Emerald Isle, Callie Morrison, and our Grand Marshal, John Major.
And they'll be in the parade, of course.
Of course, yeah. They have places of honor at the head of the parade.
And what year for the Milford Parade is this? How many years has it been going on?
It's our 33rd parade. It's been going on since 1991. We missed a couple years during COVID.
Well, that's all right. You're forgiven.
It was a tough couple of years.
Oh, certainly. But no, we're so glad it's back, and it's always so much fun. How long have you been involved with the parade?
I got involved in 2022, so this will be my fifth year.
Oh, so you're relatively new to the parade then?
Yes.
Compared to some others, I would think.
And, Marty and Linda Hardiman ran the parade for decades, and Marty started not doing so well, so they asked me to kind of step in, and unfortunately, Marty passed away in 2022, and so I've been working on this ever since.
Well, 5 years going strong, and it's getting bigger and better every single year. What can we expect this year?
Well, we for the first time, we have the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
It's official. I thought it was a rumor. It's really happening?
Yes, yeah, so we're gonna have it there. It's 27 feet long. We've got the Pyramid Shriners Motor Patrol, you know, the little cars. Of course, we have the foreign high school band, the Law High School Band. We have pipe bands. We have step dancing troops. We have fire departments. We have nonprofits, Rotary clubs, all kinds of nonprofits, and many organizations from Milford and surrounding towns.
And what would you, if you had to recommend a viewing location, where would you tell our listeners to go?
Well, I guess it depends. If you're like single or a couple, no kids, I would definitely go down to the intersection of River and Broad, where we make the right turn, and that's where the central hub. People have been eating and drinking since breakfast, and it's really a party atmosphere. If you've got little kids and maybe you want a little more breathing room and less commotion, I would definitely suggest being up around City Hall or the courthouse. So you can spread out a little more. The parking's not too bad up there. You know, if you have to make a quick getaway, you're not stuck in the crowd.
Now, those crowds, there's one picture. I don't know if it's on your organization's Facebook page, but I've seen like one picture. It's like an overhead shot of the crowds in the street. And my question is, how does a 27-foot-long hot dog make its way through those people and make that turn?
Oh, well, we're gonna need the Milford Police Department to help that along, that's for sure.
Oh, I can't wait. Will they have the weenie whistles, do you know?
Oh, I'm sure they're giving out weenie whistles, yeah, for sure.
So what time does it officially step off on Saturday?
We step off at 1 o'clock. Streets start closing down at noon, so I definitely make sure people get there early.
Oh, that's good to know. Noon is when traffic, vehicular traffic stops.
Correct, yeah. So if you want to find a place to park, I would definitely get there mid-morning.
Really, get there early morning and then just hang out all day.
Yes. It's a wonderful time. It's the first real outdoor event of 2026 in Milford. So everybody's just dying to get out there and breathe some fresh air, get some sunshine, and see all their friends again.
Well, it's going to be a great time. It's this Saturday, as you heard him say, 1 o'clock is the step off, but you want to sort of be situated around noon for the 33rd Milford St. Patrick's Day Parade. Mike McCabe, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me. Where will we find you on Saturday?
Oh, I'm at the head of the parade. We're at the staging area up by Wasson Field in the parking lot. I'll be looking out for you.
Awesome. Mike McCabe, thank you for spending a few minutes with me, and we can't wait for Saturday.
All right. Thanks so much, Alan.